FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Just looking across the papers and the biggest stories online. There's so much I want to say about this Katie Jane, but I'm not going there.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. The McGregor story from over the weekend. I'm gonna put that there because I'll get into trouble if I go off on a rant. Okay.
Well done.
That'll do.
Ooh, I just want to say something.
Don't. Move on there now.
Yeah, I know. It's like when you've got daughters at home and you see that kind of carry on in those kind of cases, it just hits you different.
Of course it does.
Hits you different. Anyway, we had a bit of a storm over the weekend.
Small bit
in.
There wasn't a light to be seen at the Kinsale roundabout for 2 days.
Oh, I know,
it's unbelievable.
This is the thing. I came in on Friday night and I was doing a fundraiser for the girls' school down in Crosshaven. The parents had a Christmas party night. And I had a few shandies. I'm not going to lie to you.
7-ups?
There was a few shandies I had. And I got home and Rachel had gone home before me. I decided to put away all the gear and then just pack up. And I wandered into the house and, you know, I'd had a few shandies. I said, now is the time for, let's see what kind of a sandwich I can put together. You know, you don't care what's in there. Boot polish, fairy liquid, whatever's there. You're horsing it into it.
Gorilla glue.
You know it. And I was in the middle of making a sandwich and boom, the power goes.
Oh no.
Everything, like nothing. Oh, there's a peep out of the security box in the corner. That's it.
Hang on a minute. Were you trying to make a toasted sandwich?
I was trying to make a toasted sandwich.
Please tell me you just had a normal sandwich.
No, it was a toasty. I was like, you know what are the toasty things? You put all your stuff into it.
Yeah, grand. But could you not just have eaten a normal sandwich?
I could have.
You didn't get there after the shandies, no?
No, I wanted the toasty. So I was horsing stuff into the sandwich and then I put it into the toasty machine.
Yeah,
you know?
I get it.
And then boom, everything went.
And did you just leave it there?
No, thankfully I took it out because the power would have kicked in the morning and I'd be missing a house because of a toaster sandwich maker. So thankfully I had the cop on to plug things out.
But did you eat the sandwich?
No, I got no food. No,
it wasn't raw.
I know, no, there was, it was still.
It was still.
No, I know. It was late. Shandy's, Katie. Shandy's.
Oh, you big man.
So I tried to get up the stairs, lads. I couldn't find my phone. Darkness, walking into walls. And then. What? Two crates of Guinness and a half pot of whiskey inside you.
At a 45 degree angle to the mantelpiece.
Pulling all the figurines.
Defying the law of the gravity.
Exactly, yeah. Let's throw in that sketch as much as we can.
Oh, God.
So anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this story. Anyway, we had storm birth. Storm birth over the weekend caused Shandy and Bert caused me to miss my toasted sandwich. I'm not happy with it.
What's that?
What was that?
What's that?
Whoa.
There's something moving inside the microphone.
Oh, that's weird. Hold on a second.
Mouth.
Is there a mouse in the mic?
Mouth. No.
Oh, that's very bizarre.
That's a proper gremlin, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
You've done that now.
I did.
You have the wrath of Neil Prendeville upon you this morning.
Brother, you broke the microphone.
My brother.
It's been a busy, busy weekend. There's been so much going on yesterday. Katie Jane yesterday was special. It was really special.
Tell us all about it.
Right, so we've been doing this thing on the show a couple of weeks back called Mini Heroes, where over a couple of weeks we just spoke to these incredible kids from right across Cork. Kids who've been through a pretty tough time for whatever.
Yeah.
They might have been battling illness. There might have been a bereavement in the house. There might have been stuff going on in school. Whatever the case was, the Mini Heroes were nominated by parents and friends and teachers. And we spoke to 10 of them. And there was hundreds more that we could have got to. But we will the next time, hopefully.
Please God, we'll do it again.
We will be doing it again. Just to give you an idea of what Mini Heroes was all about, we had stories like this.
How are you, KFC?
Lovely to meet you. I've been reading all about you and reading your story. September 21st, 2023, my beautiful daughters, Ali and Keila, lost their incredible mother as she lost her unbelievable fight with cancer. Leaving behind the most heartbroken and bravest kids on the planet. It's a conversation that no parent should have to have with their kids. Craig, how did you do it? How did you approach something like this with two small girls?
Well, the one good thing we had was, the only positive really, was that we had so much time that they knew it was happening, they knew it was eventually going to happen.
Yeah.
Which made it slightly easier, but he's just coming home to tell them, like, it happened during the night, so they were asleep. And to go home and tell them that their mom had went to heaven. I don't know how I done it.
Yeah.
Definitely the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
This is the amazing little Keela. Keela, how are you?
Good.
I hear your big sister Ali takes great care of you. What does she do?
She does my hair, and when my mum was sick, when I used to get sad, she would cuddle me and stuff. And the first day back when my mum died, she came into the class and I was crying and she wiped my tears and she cuddled me and stuff, and it just made me She's not upset anymore. She's always there for me.
She's the best big sister in the world, and you're an amazing little girl. Do you know that? And I hear,
yeah.
I hear you love Fota. Can we ask you a big question? Will you and Ali be mini heroes number 7?
Yeah!
those little kids.
Just beautiful, isn't it?
They're just so amazing. So yesterday, all our mini heroes arrived out at Red FM at about 12:30. We had our friends from Kearney's. They had their bus outside the door ready to go. We had Santa arrived. I don't know where he came from.
Wild.
Just out the back door, Santa burst into the room, lashing out the presents for everyone, taking photos. He got the old sing-song going. Onto the bus, out to Fota, and we were met by the incredible team out in Fota. They couldn't have done enough for them.
Fair play, in fairness.
They could not have made them feel more special on arrival. Then they brought them down to the giraffe enclosure. They got a kind of a VIP behind the scenes feeding tour.
So cool.
Of the giraffes. And then our little mini heroes went around Fota. They got their food. They got their little gift packs. Back on the bus and across to Wonderlights. And then they just walked around Wonderlights in awe of the incredible setup down there as well. So it was lovely. It was just really, really lovely. And everyone that was involved. And our rep patrollers, by the way, they did an incredible job. But Kate and marketing, the whole team, they went beyond, above and beyond for those special kids.
And it doesn't finish there. Sure it doesn't.
It doesn't. No, we still have another bit of the mini heroes bit. In February, we got to bring them out onto the pitch with the Munster rugby team.
It's so exciting.
To be the special guards of honour. So that's going to happen in February. That's going to be incredible.
Thanks, Casey and Vic. We had some for Fota. We had so much fun today.
Oh, that was Nathan and Zara and Callum Desmond's. Some of the beautiful kids that arrived down. Just want to say and express my gratitude to the Red FM team for an epic day yesterday for Mini Heroes. Aoife had such a great time, and she said the highlight for her was getting spat on by the giraffes. Now, I don't know if you know when you're feeding giraffes what happens, but the rangers down in Fota had these buckets of food,
yeah,
and they brought the kids in.
Yeah.
So the giraffe's neck will come down, it'll go into the bucket, then quick photo. But as it comes up, giraffes are quite spitty.
Slobber everywhere.
So this long strings of slobber were blowing in the wind over to the rest of us. We got hit with giraffe gawk about 20 times yesterday. So that was incredible. And everybody that was involved in yesterday, thanks to the rangers of Fota Wildlife Park for the privilege of meeting the mini heroes, it says here. We brought them into the giraffes yesterday and they all loved it. Thank you so much to the gang. We can't. Declan and all your team. Just outstanding. And to all our little mini heroes, I hope you had a brilliant day yesterday. And it was a special little moment that you'll always remember. It has been 40 years, everybody. 40 years since Band Aid 1 was released, which is mind-blowing. It was the first song you ever bought, right?
Yeah, I bought it on CD. I'm not, what version would that have been?
I don't know. Probably the third one, would it be?
I'd say, was it probably 2000? And was there one out in 2004?
There's been many, many remixes, but here we go for the brand new version. The 2024 version of Do They Know It's Christmas is about to play simultaneously across every station, but you really should only be listening to it here. Let's go for it.
Red FM Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Christmas time, and there's no need to be afraid.
Smell for this Yuletide for the deprived. If the table was turned, would you survive? You ain't gotta feel guilt, just so flush. Give a little help to the hopeless.
Okay, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas 2024. That's the ultimate mix that has been released today. and all stations playing it at the same time. So to the jury we go, and let's give it the Cork seal of approval.
Cancelled Christmas. That version of Band-Aid is horrific.
Christmas is cancelled.
Christmas is brilliant.
Do you know what it is? Or okay. So sonically, in my ears, it sounds big and it sounds fresh. But the skipping and jumping of words and lyrics in it is weird.
We heard Bono in two different eras at the same time.
How many times were we told to say a prayer, Kelly? About nine? There you go.
There were 3 to 4 say a prayers. I thought the CD had skipped.
Yeah, someone else is saying that it's very CD skippy.
Mixed reviews. At best.
Oh, guys, I love it. I think it can do no wrong. It's June.
It is. Look, for what it is and the purpose it serves, it's a massive fundraiser. Again, if you see, this is the thing. It's like if your favorite movie is remade, you're like, nah, this isn't what I remember.
Yeah,
it's the nostalgia of the original, which the original is an absolute classic.
Yeah,
but people don't really like when you mess with something that they love.
Well, you know what it is. Even the ones after the original that weren't mixed this way, were good.
Okay,
better.
Well, yeah,
should I say better?
Yeah, well, listen. It's good to have an opinion on stuff, you know?
It doesn't matter if it's good. It's for charity.
Going to give it another couple of listens before I kind of make up my mind on it. But, interesting.
You'll still be belting it out over the Christmas.
Oh, Cork is there. Cancel Christmas! It's all over!
It's a bit dramatic. I'm loving the messages coming in. We can't read half them.
Yeah, it's very mixed.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's the Band-Aid 40th anniversary compilation.
Maria.
Irish Grant.
Maria. Vix VIPs on
Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Katie Jane in for Vic this morning. What's going on, Katie Jane?
Cillian Murphy and wife Yvonne McGuinness have bought a cinema. A lovely little cinema. The Phoenix Cinema in Dingle.
Okay, this has been on the go now for, it's 120 odd years now at this stage, is it?
It is. I had that number. It is 105 years in operation as a cinema, theatre and dance hall. The Phoenix will remain independently owned. It was revealed there at the end of the week last week by the estate agent, Anthony Fitzgerald, as he posted on social media that it had been sold.
Wow. But what a buzz, especially for Murphy to own his own cinema, but to own like a cinema in Dingle. It a historic cinema.
Oh, it's the most beautiful thing. It was opened in 1919.
Yeah.
It had 2 very bad fires over the years, reconstructed twice. And now it's been bought and Cillian Murphy has it. And it's just so lovely. I mean, it's a bit like Michael Fassbender being from Killarney. He grew up in a little place called the West End House at the end of New Street in Killarney.
Yeah.
And he's got a stage school there now.
Oh, lovely.
You know, so it's along the same lines. But it's a really, really nice story that he's bought the cinema there.
On Friday, it's Oppenheimer. On Saturday night, A Quiet Place. On Sunday, it's Dunkirk.
The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
The Wind That Shakes the Barley. The Dark Knight Rises. Retreat. Red Lights. Inception.
Premiere.
That's it. On loop. He's making a fortune out of his own films.
Ah, yeah, it's lovely. It's really, really nice story for Dingle and for Cillian Murphy and for movies.
Very good. Tell me about Maura Higgins. What's she up to? She's doing a bit of revenge in the jungle, or she's been revealing revenge, yeah?
She's been revealing revenge. And what strikes me about this, I don't know if her ex-boyfriend knew that this happened before she told the story on the television. She got revenge on her ex just before she went into Love Island that time.
All right.
I said, I'm going to get revenge on him. Yeah.
So what did you do?
I had a plan. And no word of lie, when he went to the gym the next day, I got his toothbrush and I filmed myself scrubbing in the verges. He had a dentist appointment that day. And I filmed it and I was in, do you know the verge?
Toilet
dirty,
rim.
Dirty.
Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you now I did.
Oh,
he had a jacuzzi outside and this is bad, what I'm about to say. I considered taking a dump. I
Why
did.
Didn't you?
I thought it was
Too
a bit
far.
Far.
Even for you.
That's a bit far for me. Yeah,
that's a bit far. I cleaned
it.
I cleaned the toilet with her. But I couldn't take upon it.
He was texting other women and she cleaned the toilet with his toothbrush.
My
I love
God.
It though. I love it.
That's why she was so cranky going into Love Island, apparently.
Yeah, 10 days single, apparently.
Oh, my good Lord. Yeah. Here, Kimera, would you answer this question, please, for me for €1,000 at 8:15? Here's your qualifying question for the pop quiz. Who played Barbie in the 2023 movie Barbie?
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Hello, Chloe McGrath.
Hiya.
How's the form, Chloe?
All good.
I have a good feeling about Chloe now. Have a good
I
Monday.
I do too, actually.
Good Monday morning feeling.
Yeah, a bit of divilment.
Yeah, the Chloe McGrath is going to hit a 10 out of 10 and win this grand. Very handy for a bit of shopping coming up to Christmas, Chloe. So what we need from you, in 60 seconds, you give me a correct answer to every one of these. If you're stuck on something, take a guess and we'll see if we can get you over the line. Is that okay with you, Chloe?
Yeah.
Here she goes. So she's a former 8 out of 10er. She's representing the parish of Glanmire. Let's go. It's pop quiz time.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who played Barbie in the 2023 Barbie movie?
Margot Robbie.
Which series featured young Wednesday Addams?
Wednesday.
Question 3. What artist released a hit As It Was in 2022?
Harry Styles.
Blue Ivy is the daughter of who?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Number 5. What 2021 series became a global sensation when its deadly games including Red Light, Green Light?
Oh my God. The one with Matt.
It's a game with a fishy character.
Squid Game.
Question number 6. Who's the lead singer with the band Maroon 5? Who sings with Maroon 5?
Adam.
Yeah, go on.
Adam.
Go on, I'll take Adam. What TV show featured a character that became known as Baby Yoda?
Baby Yoda
was in a TV show on Disney Plus. Star Wars spin-off.
It was going so well.
Oh my God, you were absolutely rocking.
You were on fire, Chloe.
Margot Robbie is correct. Wednesday is correct. Harry Styles. Yes, the Blue Ivy question, that was correct as well.
She belongs to Beyonce.
Squid Game is the answer that we were looking for there. Adam Levine, we'll take that. And The Mandalorian was the show.
Mandalorian, I couldn't get there either, Chloe.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Baby Yoda.
You'll never forget now, though.
All right. Buddy, you did very well. Chloe, you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. I'm sorry we couldn't get you over the line, but listen, we'll talk to you another day, I hope.
Bobby, thank you, William.
Well done, Chloe.
Thanks.
We obviously have a Kerry woman in studio here, and when we bring in our beloved Katie Jane, I need to get an update on the flat cap Kardashians, the Healy Rays.
Which, the last time I was here with you, you joined. I made you join them. What did I bring you as a gift?
Oh, you brought me in a lovely... You brought me in an actual Kardashian flat cap, didn't you?
I did.
I've worn that with pride.
Yep.
I absolutely love that hat. Thank you so much.
Good. Thanks to all of Blarney Woolman.
Terms and conditions apply.
Other flat caps are available.
Yes, of course. So, the Healy Rays are obviously a prominent part of this election. Last week on the show, we were talking about the fact that Michael Healy Ray has released... Like, it was either marketing genius or very creepy, but it was colouring pencils with his face.
It was
Danny Healy Ray, sorry.
Get it right.
Sorry. So Danny Healy Ray has colouring pencils, his face and his phone number on it.
Very clever.
And was handing them to kids. Clever or creepy?
No, hang on now a minute. He brought them into the school for the teachers to hand them out to the kids.
I know, but they're still...
He didn't go in himself and do it.
There's a little girl with some colour.
Don't go there.
So the kids brought them home and then they went, oh, free pencils, he's getting my number one vote. For marketing genius.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's very good.
So, down in Kerry for another Healy Ray.
There's a tradition.
Yeah.
We get a song.
Oh, you get a Healy Ray song.
We get a Healy Ray song.
Oh my God.
Michael Healy Ray song every election.
So a fella has put together a parody of Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, and he's referencing lots of things that Kerry is famous for.
This is not a parody. This is a very serious matter.
This is a parody.
This is not a parody. This is Michael Healy Ray's election song for this year.
But it's a parody of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Ray.
No
Billy what's his
relation.
Face? No.
Billy Ray.
What's his name?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Billy Healy Ray. And this is how it goes. Charlie Chaplin, Tom Cruise. Okay, Charlie Chaplin. What's the Charlie Chaplin reference?
Charlie Chaplin and his family used to come to Waterville on their summer holidays for 10 years, and there's now a Charlie Chaplin statue down there. We're very proud.
So you're claiming him. Okay, here we go. Charlie Chaplin, Tom Cruise, Peg Sayers, Jumpy King, Bally David, Sheepdog, Trials of the Rose, on Shirley. Fast Bender, Mods, Gap, Politician, and the Cap, Port McGee, List, Dolphina, Pierre Carey. From the fire, he was always Healy Ray, here to save the day. We want turf in the fire. We want turf in the fire. We want turf in the fire.
We want turf in the fire. That's all we want. We're a simple folk.
So is that his, like, that's his real selling point? That's his top.
Shout out to Kieran Healy from Truly Diverse, incredible wedding band, for that track this year as well. Okay. He's fantastic.
So there you go. That's the only. The only political song that we have. If we have other songs, we will gladly play it. So contact the show, kc@redfm.ie. If you are part of a political party and you have your own parody song, we'll be happy to give it a little spin for you as well.
100%.
Terms and conditions
apply. It's all in good crap.